Welcome everyone to our integration session for the Governing Vessel Meridian. This is our second integration session. And as we bring this all to a nice wind up, a finale, a close, I had a couple of requests for a bit of breath work today. So we'll incorporate a little bit of that today. And I'm going to do things not traditional from a breathwork perspective. I'm going to mix things up a little bit. And I'll still do the traditional sort of style of breathwork that I'm trained in, conscious connected breathwork. And we've spoken about that briefly here and there before. And I'm also going to go a little rogue, and I'm going to incorporate energy work while you breathe, because there's a certain magic chemistry that the tools have, especially on their own, never mind when they are compounded. So I'll offer that, and as much or as little as you like, you're welcome to breathe, you're welcome to receive, you're welcome to make this work for you. So just checking in every step of the way to see what's actually calling and what seems right, what's here to keep things comfortable and in the simultaneous way, pushing just the edge of that comfort zone. Okay. So as we work for today's session, I'm going to start it off the way that I normally do, but knowing that we're leading into a bit of a breath work, I'll give you just a little bit of that lowdown ahead of time. You can do that either sitting up or you can do that laying down. So I'm going to recommend that if this is your very first time ever breathing in this style, and I'll go through that style and what that is in just a minute, that you might want to start things off a little slower. And how we slow things down is we sit up, we breathe through our nose. If you want to put a little bit more gas on the gas pedal, so to speak, then we can lay down, we can take that to an open mouth breath. And as some of you may already have some knowledge in nasal breathing versus mouth breathing, know that we're purposefully breathing through the mouth for all the right reasons. In the face of all the literature that says all the things about nose breathing, most of the time we are supposed to breathe through our nose. And therapeutically, which is what we're doing with conscious connected breath work, you can take that breath pattern to the mouth. The pattern itself is quite simple. It's a vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. So what it's going to look like is extending the inhale with a little bit of effort, not much, but just a little bit. And then that exhale is a surrendered exhale, almost like letting the air out of a balloon. It's a very passive process. There's nothing that you actually need to do in the exhale, although a lot of us like to think that we do. We want to muscle our way through the exhale. And if that happens, that's all really great information to attend to look at. Everything from a breathwork perspective and a trauma release work perspective and an energy work perspective, for that matter, in my opinion, is just here to give information. So whatever arises is really welcome, and it's all useful, yummy information. Okay. The other thing that I'll mention about the breath pattern, as you decide if you want to be sitting or laying down, knowing that you can of course change as we work together, is that that breath is meant to be done without pause. So as we vibrantly inhale, the exhale begins just as that inhale is ending, and it might actually shorten up your breath so that you don't get the 100% of your inhale in. You might end up getting 90% of it or so. Okay. Same thing with that exhale. As the exhale reaches its end point, just before it ends, we're going to pick up that inhale and we're going to cycle that breath again. Okay. So that vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale is a breath that's going to go simultaneously with taking out the pauses. That's what makes it a conscious, connected breath. Now, there's all sorts of other breathwork styles out there, and we could definitely geek out on all of those, and I would love to do that. However, time permitting, we can answer any questions if there are any about those other styles of breathwork. If I can be of assistance, just let me know. And as we work with this style for today, I'm going to invite you to, if you have other breathwork practices that you're doing, I'm going to invite you to set those aside and potentially just pick up something new here and try this one out. Not uncommon in this style of breathwork for there to be interesting sensations in the body, for there to be non-ordinary states of consciousness that might show up. You might get a memory, you might get an impulse to move. It's all really welcome. So I'm going to say this about anything that shows up and any desires or impulses to move and create even a little sound with that. That's really welcome, and I invite you to let your body move, let your body have that expression of sounds, and let your body do whatever feels right. As we're doing all of that, I will attend to breathwork cueing, and I'm going to incorporate, like I mentioned, some of that energy work. Okay? And if the breathing thing is just like, I'm not into that today, then you're welcome just to sit and listen to the other portions of it all. And vice versa. If I say things that you're in your breathing practice in another place with, let that float on by if it doesn't quite add to what's up for you in this moment. Okay? It's all optional. It's all optional. So on that note, I'm going to invite us to begin how we often do. I'm going to invite you to take a moment to scan your environment outwardly, inwardly. And as you scan, looking for anything in particular that's pleasant or at the very least neutral. Pleasant or the very least neutral. And as you land on that thing, maybe it's an area of the body, a memory, a time in which you felt most like yourself. Wherever you land, on this pleasant and neutral thing inside of you, I invite you to take a moment to be with this and to savor it, to drink its energy in. And if you like, you can even breathe that right on into you. And as you're present to this savoring, noticing the impact, of this attention that you place on the pleasant in life, the pleasant in you. Yeah, just like that. And as you drink that in, noticing if there's any part of that impact that's also pleasant, and beginning to savor that too. As we work with the savoring process, you're going to hear just a little bit of music come on in the background. As I offer my thanks, thank you for being here. Thank you for calling this medicine in. I almost said magic. Perhaps thank you for calling this magic in. And thank you for being you and bringing all of you to this table. Thank you to all that's gone into you, your ancestors, your families, your lineage. The deepest of thank yous to those that have come before. Caretaken and stewarded this land. that's nourished us all. Thank you for this nourishment. For you, what might that be? And if you haven't yet begun the practice of the breath, connecting this breath with vibrant inhale. Surrender and exhale. I invite you to open up the mouth just to the point where the stretch becomes noticeable. Not straining, just meeting the edge. Vibrant inhales. Surrender and exhale. Surrender and exhale. Creator, we give thanks for this most perfect opportunity to be here, together, to share this journey, and to hold each other safely, lovingly, as we do the work that we are here to do. We ask that we be blessed with the most perfect alignment with spirits, blessed with the most perfect integration of any old challenges and patterns that no longer serve our loved ones, our families, our communities, this world, ourselves. May each of us be blessed with the most perfect remembering and awakening. We call on all of our compassionate helpers here, seen and unseen, to gather with us today. And we ask that you hold us, protecting us, nourishing us, guiding us as you lead us from darkness to light, from death to immortality, from ignorance to truth, and from the unreal to the real. Dynamic nature to this breath. That vibrant inhale, surrender and exhale without pause, becomes like a pendulum or a pulse or a dance. waking you up from the inside out. Body, this mind, and what it means to be in service to yourselves as we go to the sixth house of astrology. Here, working with cell repair, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. Doing it for the small intestine meridian. Small intestine itself that naturally hangs out here in the sixth house. Namastasye, 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 namo, namo, namo. And then we're linking that into the capacity to be reborn. What does it mean? What does it mean to be reborn? That linking it into the eighth house, which works with just that rebirth, along with the wood elements. That wood element supporting birth and growth, birth and growth. Dying, that death is wrong, or somehow something to be feared. As we work with that, unhooking whatever layers of the fear of death that are ready to go here. Wood elements, the fire elements, so that birth and growth continues. Namastasye, 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 namo, namo. As it continues, this growth feeding your life and what it means to live. And with this, the permission. Two of them working together. The first is that life is a gift. The second, that death is a gift. And as we work with them both, life and death is a gift. Life and death. Gently put a little pressure on the back of your skull, if it's on the ground or the cushion below it, to press gently into that. If you're sitting up, just moving the skull gently directly towards the wall behind you. The back of the skull carrying points around acceptance, as well as the bladder meridian. Bladder meridian supporting nervous system regulation, and the acceptance points working with the understanding that death is a part of life, that death is a part of life. when something begins, the ending contained within it all. Related to this, unhooking the belief system that death is a failure, and unhooking that from that governing vessel, meridian. And if you haven't already, invitation to imagine you can breathe right into that governing vessel meridian that runs up the midline of the back body. And from varying points, unhooking this idea that death is a punishment. That letting go, surrendering, that allowing is a punishment. Simultaneously unwinding the fascia of the diaphragm, supporting any liberation of control, and running the permissions. It's safe to be surprised. It's safe to be surprised. Whatever extent that might be available, gracefully receiving what's here, the unknown, the uncontrollable. In a way that you can breathe with it and be with it and receive the spontaneity of life. What is it to breathe into this body? What is it to live in this life? Namaste, 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 namaha. Linking that all into the navel, linking that all into the navel. Here I am. Where's the permissions for this center of connection? Here I am. And from the navel, I see like a starburst, a sunburst, like sun rays and beams extending out from this navel. Connecting you and centering you right in the heart of your brilliance, of your existence. Around that pilot light of your body, the Mingmen, releasing shame, existential shame for being here. And underneath that shame is that punishment, this idea that life is supposed to be something that you need to earn or work for, effort for, and will, no matter what you do, still end up with you being less than. And that element of punishment, as we release that, unhooking the identity of I am doomed to be a sinner. Identity / belief. And related to that, unhooking despair and the emotion of despair going with the belief system, it's hopeless. And as you release despair and that belief system, it's hopeless from the back body.
Namaste, namaste.
toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Also doing the same for heart one and lung one. Lung one being in the upper outer shoulder, heart one in the armpits. That pancreas reflex point being roughly where an underwire or bra would end on the left hand side. As you release that through all of these points simultaneously, running hydration. Taking in water and joy, releasing any impurities. Invitation to breathe. And receive as we tap this part. Midline consciousness of trust. And unhooking shame from that center line of trust. As it relates to those times in which you thought things were going okay, in which you trusted and it worked seemingly well, but then you were somehow tricked or caught off guard or blindsided in some way. And a result felt like you were in the wrong for having trusted in the first place. Governing vessel meridian so it can relieve itself of that held shame, this idea that it did something wrong for having taken the action of trusting. And as that settles in to the governing vessel meridian's consciousness, running the permissions to support that all, it's safe to trust. It's safe to trust again. And things get to be different now. Although nothing stays the same, there's more resources, there's more tools, there's more awareness than you had before. There's discernments. There's the gift of the sixth house of practical action. There's the gift of the eighth house, of the wood element, of being able to be reborn again and again and again. So even if something does go a little bit awry, you get to start over again from a different place with even more knowledge, with even more awareness, to take even more mindful, practical action, which gets to be in service to yourself. And as we do that, offering yourself forgiveness. In the form of, it's safe to mess up. And it's safe to make a mistake. It's safe to mess up, and it's safe to make a mistake. Tapping here, breathing here, receiving. Consciousness of wanting to keep a lid on things, keep things under wraps, keep things controlled. And I see that it's coming through the skull, down to the spine. And there's also some pressure from the back of the skull to the front of the face. As well as from either side of the skull to the opposite shoulders. All these different angles representing different pressures, different burdens that you carry around, needing to have life happen in this very tightly controlled way or else type of energy. And just for now, if you're willing, you're welcome to hand me that pressure, and I'll hold on to it. And you can see what it's like to not have to hold on to that pressure. Perhaps things get a little lighter or different in some way. Perhaps there's relief. Perhaps you can soar. And as it comes off, running a cell repair through the different skull linings and meninges. And I'm hooking one more layer of sadness through here. Not even yours to have carried. But the sadness from carrying the burdens of the secrets of your family. You know those things that you don't tell other people about. And as we lighten the load through here, enhancing the Wei Qi, that protective layer of energy that works with communication and synthesis, expanding around the head, shoulders, face, even to the front of the chest. And as the Wei Qi expands, lightening the load even more. instead of carrying the load, you got to be carried. What is it to be carried by the help, the wealth, the goodness that's available in these ancestral lives? Even though there's secrets, even though there's challenges, even though there's hardships in these family lines, there's wisdom, and there's goodness. What is it to breathe into that? What is it to receive this? What is it to bridge the gap of time and be life itself? As you're all right here, right now, ancestors, you, one and the same. Any parts of that that feel good get to be here, linking that into all five senses, and into your sensual nature, into your yin. And the governing vessel meridian says, what about me? Can I be sensual? Can I have that too? And absolutely, supporting the masculine and also taking in what feels good, what's sensual. Linking that into the sixth house of practicality. As we offer your masculine nature these words. To let the good in. To let the good in is an act of heroism. It's heroic to feel good. It's heroic to let the good in. Linking that all in house number 10. Recognition. Recognition and outward self-expression here. That outward self-expression, circulating all the energies of all the chakras, major and minor, and allowing their energetic vibrations to pulse and to shine. And as you take in your own brilliance, of your own energetic being in this way. Invitation to breathe with that. It's safe to let this goodness in. And as we let the good in, it also gets to serve the purpose of protection. As I offer that, any remaining bracing left in that governing vessel meridian begins to soften, begins to fall away. We're linking that into the breath cycle. Each breath cycling vitality, cycling life. Cycling energy and coursing it through your bones, through through your veins. At the same time, linking bones to blood, linking bones to blood. Linking the ancestors, your bones, to nourishment, your blood, to their blood. Their blood that lives on through you. This gift of their blood, their bone, their energy. And as it circulates through the blood, running your body chemistry, to release anything that seems like it's an intolerance here, particularly on an emotional frequency, to shame. In a way, you might even view this as releasing any elements of shame around where you've come from. Shame that your ancestors may have also held around where they came from. And while we do that, running that upper spine to lower spine reciprocal with that individual vertebrae pattern, topmost to bottommost vertebrae until they meet in that center. Doing that as the usual way, linking left sides to right sides for all of them. And then we're going to do the same thing again with the same side, so linking all the left sides and all the right sides together. And as we work with that, it doesn't always come through this way, but as we work with the same-sided stuff, going into the times in which you were patterned to be homologous, meaning left arm, left leg, right arm, right leg movements, which happens just prior to birth, and actually just after birth, but also in that womb space. As we work with that reciprocal pattern through the spine, through the different ways, same-sided stuff going into early life and the opposite-sided stuff coming with later on in life, regardless of either one, working with the understanding that the spine is an antenna of consciousness. What is it you're tuning into? And supporting this in alignment with maybe needing to tweak that dial of what it is your radio station is tuned into. And as we do so, repairing your relationship to the psychic Wei Qi, or the EMF Wei Qi as we call it now. The psychic Wei Qi, meaning the thoughts that we tune into, the thoughts that we take in. That you wish to be attuned to. Linking that again into all five senses, connecting you to your sensual nature as you breathe.
Ooh,
And as you drink in whatever parts of life that you like, all that stuff that you don't like gets to stay on the other side of your boundaries. As we work with that, using the concept of the Wei Qi as a boundary, an energetic boundary. And linking that into, we've done this not for a while, where boundaries live in you. And as you connect to that, if you like, I invite you to take your hands to your shoulders, palms facing out, letting the arms move in any direction, moving slowly. And as they press out, you might even make a little sound, boo or ah. And wherever the hand ends up stopping, they might be a different spot. Letting them hover and pause here, declaring this boundary, this space, this is yours. Then bringing the hands back and letting the hands do that again and moving perhaps in a different direction. As they reach that endpoint, again letting them hover and again declare, as if this is a declaration coming from the inside out. This is my space, this is my boundary. And then letting the hands continue to explore, finding the edges of all the boundaries in this 3D-ness of you. Moving slowly, and anything out there just to stay out there. These boundaries get to serve as an invitation. Inviting in what it is you want, as you let people know what's not okay. Linking that all to the neck, all to the neck. That often has the voice of, it's fine, I'll go along to get along. It's okay. When it's really not. As we link this to the neck, giving it some room. Giving it some space for it to find its own agency. And for it to stand its own grounds. And what it does want here. Calling in anything that feels good. A little bit of coming from that like time in life in which you were transitioning to eating solid foods and you maybe didn't want to take something in, so you're just like and it was a form of control around the mouth. And related to that, unhooking spitefulness from the jaw. Won't give them the satisfaction of taking that in, is the related belief system. As if refusal of taking in what's nourishing for you now. Well, I'll say it this way, that may no longer be certain. That may no longer be certain. Perhaps that form of empowerment is no longer so necessary. As we unwind that pattern, there's some hooks into the heart meridian just below the jawline. There's even hooks in the very back of the jaw, where it joins onto that ear, all the way into the inner ear, the middle ear. Running lymphatic drainage through that whole area of your face. And with that, I hear the words, the hunger strike is over. The hunger strike is over. Put another way, the nourishment strike is over. The nourishment strike is over. Linking that in to the base chakra. Chakra survival. And unwinding some connective tissue, some adhesive tissue in this area. Along with that tailbone. And along with the sphenoid bone, the master bone of the skull. Most of us are born crown first. That's linking into the posterior fontanelle. That space, that soft spot. So we have a couple. That's one, there's one closer towards the back of the skull. whose job is to find the easy way through life. And from here, we're unhooking this idea that life has to be a struggle, as well as life is rejection, as well as life is to be feared. And as we release that all, I see the entire vertebrae of the spine begin to extend, lengthening, breathing, receiving as we tap this final song. Letting yourself rest. Perhaps even letting that practice of the breath go. And if it calls to you, perhaps lying in a side-lying position or lying on your back. Feeling yourself be held by the earth. Thank you, Creator, for this most perfect opportunity to gather together here today. Thank you for your guidance, your protection, your nourishment. We give thanks to all of our helpers, seen and unseen, that have gathered here with us today. Thank you for this most perfect integration, this most perfect journey available within grace. And this most seamless integration of those old challenges that no longer serve ourselves and our world. Thank you for being you. Thank you for calling in this medicine. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Resting here. slowly beginning to wiggle fingers,
One, two.
toes, eyes, ears, and nose. And as you begin to deepen the movements, invitation to deepen the breath, moving slowly here. As we have brought things in for that nice smooth landing. My dog just echoed that little ha. And I'll invite you to, when you're ready, begin to rise, taking all the time that you need to. And if that's 10 minutes after this call ends, that's great. If you feel called and ready to do so now, you're welcome to rise. Knowing again that you've been on a journey and your bodies, your minds may need just a little bit more time, depending upon how deep that may have gone. And know that I'm available. I'll hang out here for as long as you like after the call. I'll stop the recording shortly, but even after I do that, feel free to reach out for anyone who is listening to the recording if there's anything that feels lingering or dangling in any way, shape, or form. And as I bring this to a close, I'll offer this. You may feel called to spend a little bit more time in nature, spend a little bit more time in self-care. As your body mind really drinks that all in and seals this all in, that might look like hanging out with your animals. It might look like having a bath. It might look like playing your drum. It might look like going for a walk in nature. It might look like tapping out your cortices. And I invite any and all feedback, whether it's now or later. Later is great. Around what this was like for you. I don't often combine all of my hats that I wear, and most of them came into play. Not quite all of them, but many of them did. So if you have anything in particular to share about that, I welcome it. And I welcome it all. So if that's like a yay, I loved it, then beautiful. And if that's like a ugh, that was way too much, or there was something on the other side of that all, then that's beautiful too. It's all good information. So it's all truly, really welcome. Okay. And on that note, I'll mention that you're welcome to email or message on Facebook or text or however you want to get a hold of me is great. I'm available. Okay. And on the last thing that I'll share as we wrap up this call, thank you again for calling this medicine. And thank you for being you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Much love to you all. Okay. Bye for now.